WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Middle East bracing for a possible attack against Israel, retaliation for the recent assassination of a top Hezbollah leader, as well as one from Hamas. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
This morning, the White House saying an attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel could come this week. That assessment amid a flurry of U.S. diplomacy, with the U.S. sending back-channel messages to Iran, according to one official, with other U.S. officials, quote, cautiously optimistic Iran will limit the scope of an attack.
The incursion into Russian territory continues. Ukrainian forces have taken control of the neighboring Kursk region along the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Elon Musk and former President Donald Trump holding a conversation last night on Musk's X platform. Trump talking about the immigration policy he will embrace if reelected.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
The event delayed 40 minutes. Musk says it was because of a denial of service attack against X. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order, citing a conflict of interest. However, the court's Chief Justice says she's pursuing other options. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler told the Associated Press that she continues to pursue other means in an effort to get to the bottom of the leak. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26th after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood that seeks to declare access to abortion a right protected by the state constitution. A week after the leak, the court issued the order accepting the case. Ziegler said back in June that all seven of the court's justices, four liberals and three conservatives, were united behind the investigation to identify the source of the apparent leak. Last week, Ziegler told the Associated Press that the justices asked state Capitol Police to investigate the leak. That department is in charge of security at state office buildings. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's voting day in the great state of Wisconsin, the August primary, and those two referendums on the ballot. Polls just opening. Remember, make your plan to vote. They're going to be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Here's 38 Special. This is Hold On Loosely.
You see it all around you.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you play too tight, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Springfield, there is Jesse's Girl. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great, Maddie. Of all the girls, it has to be Jesse's Girl. That's the one. It's not
it's
Rosanna.
Just the one.
It's got to be Jesse's Girl.
Yep. Making Rick Springfield the worst friend ever on the planet, ever. Well, probably that's, not. I'm sure there's more tales of Jesse's girls out there.
I'm sure,
but,
yeah.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
Dr. Noah Drake, right?
That's right. He was on General Hospital for a very long time.
I can't even remember. What was the General Hospital city? Do you remember? Because
I don't. Remember, Pine because Valley all my children.
That was All My Children, right?
Yes.
Was it like Port something?
Port Charles, I believe.
There you go.
Is that correct?
I think you got it.
All
nice.
Right, I might have to do some looking. I know
you pulled that out quite
deep,
quickly.
Deep into my head is where that's stored. I can't tell you anything else of importance, but I can pull those kinds of facts out with like a snap of the finger. It's crazy how that works.
If it's
works.
About Scorpio and the Ice Princess, you
that's
got
right.
it. But,
that's
yeah.
right. Oh, Felicia and Scorpio. That was such a good relationship. Now we're going way back into our soap opera days. There are people listening right now who've never seen a soap opera and have no idea what we're talking about. Or they watch the NBC or CBS version, not the ABC. And there was a rivalry. There was a rivalry between the soap operas for a really long time when they were all on TV. You were either a Guiding Light person or you were an All My Children person. You could not technically be both. No. That was kind of how it went down.
True allegiance was lying, was in the right soap opera that you were watching.
It was like the Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera debate before that was cool, right? So, going deep into the treasure trove on that one. Did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday?
If you consider binge watching old episodes of Columbo on Peacock exciting, I'm the king, man.
That's not horrible. Yeah. I actually think that sounds like a really awesome kind of day.
No, that and I got tutored last night on how to properly water all the flowers around the house because Chris and Phoenix, they're going to be gone coming up in the next couple of days here. They're going to make their annual trip to Rhinelander, so they're going to be gone for a little while. And I got to water the flowers.
So just you and the dogs hanging out with the plants. Yeah. That's not a horrible time. Let's be honest. That is not the worst time ever.
No.
At least for a few days. Corey's actually getting ready to leave as well. He's leaving tomorrow for Chicago because obviously the DNC is quickly approaching and Civic Media is going to be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. Now, there's specific rules about when you can load in and load out and all of that good stuff. So load in is this week. It has to be done by Friday at a certain time. So he'll be leaving tomorrow to do all of the load in and then he's not coming back until the following Friday night. So it's going to be a while before I see the husband. But Dexter, he's going to be hanging around. We're going to do a little staycation. We've got some stuff planned. There's some good stuff that he really wants to go do. And he's like, you're just, because he knows the parent who's better at some stuff than the parent who's better at other things, right? So for anything MCU, it's probably going to be me. He knows his dad doesn't really care. I think he knows that I don't care, but at least I try to get into it with him. So Deadpool and Wolverine still on the list of movies that we need to go see. So we'll be doing that. He wants to do some thrifting and we might do like a little day trip to one of our favorite state parks. We'll see. He's also starting new medicine over the next couple of days for his anxiety and his OCD. So we're going to just kind of take it easy. His taekwondo instructor is going to be visiting family in his home country of Africa for about a week and a half. So after this week, we have no taekwondo on the schedule. The only thing we have is drums. So we can just kind of sit back, chill out just a little bit, get him kind of used to his new medicines and just relax just a little is what it will be. So
nothing wrong with that.
I know. So I'm kind of down for that, but it does kind of suck that we'll be Corey-less for a few days anyway. I don't have to worry about the other kid because he'll be hanging out with his dad in Chicago. I mention this because, you know, obviously he's going to be doing like a live broadcast going to TV audio school. So he got an exemption for his first week of school to hang out in Chicago as long as he's actually working and doing stuff. And so he gets to skip his first full week of school. And I talked to him yesterday and he's like, ooh, going through the syllabus, won't that be a thing to miss? I was like, yeah, you got it all figured out.
He's not disappointed by that.
No, he's not. He's not. You know, and there'll be some daily assignments and things that are due, but most of those are done online anyway. So he's like, I really am not going to be able to be behind because they get done over at the United Center by about 7 o'clock, maybe a little earlier most days. So Max will have plenty of time to go to work and get some stuff done too and still keep up his grades. Now, he was told over the summer that nobody in his program has ever graduated with a 4.0 GPA because it's really, really difficult because of how nitpicky they get on some things. Max has taken that. Oh, he's a kid after my own heart. He's taken that as a personal challenge, by the way.
Yeah, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Yes. He is my child, after all. If anybody ever said anything like that to me when I was in school or still says anything like that to me, I'm like, you just wait and see who can't get a 4.0. Uh-huh. So yes, he is definitely my child in that respect.
But at least on the good side of things, I mean,
yes,
could be worse.
He could be. He could be setting way different goals than trying to achieve a 4.0. It's funny, though, because organizational skills, more like his dad. Time management, definitely more like his dad. Throwing down the gauntlet on some sort of challenge about how well you can do, no, nah, then he's mine. He's mine. I take credit for that in full term. So,
that's awesome.
So I don't have to worry about him because I know where he'll be. I know he'll be with his dad, so that's all good. And it's just me, Aspen, and Dexter for the next few days. Speaking of Aspen, thank you for all the texts and messages. She is doing much better today. Called the vet yesterday, and it turned out we didn't need to take her in as long as everything's healing and doing nicely. I talked to them for a few minutes. She is doing much better. It's funny because our pest people were out here yesterday doing the fall spray, and our pest guy came to the door, and he goes, oh, because she had her cone of shame on, and he's like, oh, somebody's injured. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, skin allergies, she won't leave it alone. He's like, I have a German short hair. He's like, his paw is all wrapped, and he's got the cone on right now as well for the same reason. And so he told me about the salve that I can get at Blaine's. And so yesterday I ran in and I got it. It is like a miracle. I'm like, it works for people, he said,
cool.
Too. So I'm all down for that. The one whole leg is almost healed. It's just all scabby now. So now we're just waiting for the other side to get a little scabby as well. So she's doing good. But thank
she's
you for
on the
text.
Mend.
She is. A little limpy and gimpy yet when she gets up because everything gets a little stiff. So we got to still kind of, it's like a skin knee is essentially what it is. You know, when you were little and it would hurt and you didn't want to bend your knee, so you walked around like a peg leg for a while. That's essentially what she does. Last night there was a dog food commercial on TV, and Dexter and I were watching a show together, and it was this little puppy in a wheelchair. Obviously, you know, puppy'd had some trauma, and so he's living life large in his wheelchair. Dexter looked at me and he goes, "That dog has paralysis and is living a better life than ours right now, who has a skin knee and can't jump on the couch." I was like, "Well, it's all about perspective, Dexter." gotta be lifted up to the couch because she's so broken she can't make it. Meanwhile, the puppy in the commercial was running around catching balls in his little wheelchair. But
again, I smell Oscar.
Exactly, exactly. So today is a big day in the state of Wisconsin, Finn. It is officially voting day. This is the primaries for August, and of course, the big ones on the ballot today are the two referendums. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, if you caught that. But with those two referendums, I'm not going to go into all of the legislative jargon in those. Essentially, if you vote no on those referendums, that means Governor Evers is able to determine what happens with federal money when it comes into the state, right? He's able to make those determinations on his own without any help from the legislature. If you vote yes, that means all of those decisions have to pass through the legislature. So think about, you know, if there's some sort of weather emergency in this state.
Mm-hmm.
For blizzards, flooding, maybe even a tornado, you know, because we're in that type of time of season as we talk about this. If Governor Evers has the say-so with the money, he can just quickly distribute that and get it where it needs to go if you vote no today. If you vote yes, that means all those decisions have to stream through the legislature and they get ultimate say. So then you're essentially on their time frame of when they're going to meet, when they mm-hmm. can come back into session. So mm-hmm. that's what the two referendums are, if that kind of clears it up for everybody today. Polls are officially open. They'll be open until 8 o'clock tonight, correct, mm-hmm. in the state of Wisconsin?
Yep.
All
mm-hmm.
right. So go cast your vote today. Plus, this is a big one because whoever you want to see on the ballot in November is who you should be voting for today as well. This is the primary, after all. So now we're narrowing down those candidates to get them on the ballot for November. So it's kind of a big one. People, these are the types of elections that sneak up on people and we don't pay much attention to them. But with those two referendums on the ballot, as well as trying to determine who you want to cast your vote for in November in the presidential election, because that's essentially what it is, this is kind of a big one. So get to the polls if you haven't already done the early voting or you haven't already requested your absentee voting. And I saw some of the lock boxes going back out where you can drop things off, thanks to the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that we could, in fact, use those boxes again. I've seen a couple of them out again. So it's kind of nice to see. Makes it very convenient for all of the residents of Wisconsin. Good
exactly.
stuff.
Now, I know that you're passionate about this day.
I love
this is
voting.
A big, so, you know, so now tell
can't
me,
wait
do
for
you
my
have
sticker.
To Do you have to take do you have to take little breaks just so you don't get exhausted from the excitement of it being an election
day? No, because this is just a primary. I know how big it is. Like presidential day, oh, that's going to be a whole nother story. Yeah. I'm not even going to be able to contain myself, quite honestly. So this one, I can wrap things up. I can handle my excitement a little bit. But all
you got to pace yourself, though.
All bets are off, people, come November 5th. All bets are off on how I handle that day, because I love a presidential election. That's always a good time. All right. So as long as we've got that cleared out of the way, a little housekeeping this morning, talking about voting. And we're going to remind you of that a few times this morning, because after all, it is a passion project of mine. I thought this was kind of interesting this morning as I was going through prep. You know, there are some TV workplaces out there that seem like an absolute nightmare. You're watching a show, you're watching a movie, you're like, oh, no, we don't want to work there. Or you can name every single person that those people are supposed to be in your particular office. Mm-hmm. Other places seem like somewhere you might actually want to hang out on a daily basis. So Ranker.com asked its followers which ones they'd want to work at. And we're talking about just popular TV shows. So we're going to start at the bottom of the list. It's a big list, and it's an ongoing poll as well. These were results from last night. And so you can go over and check out current rankings if you're really bored at work today and your workplace is just driving you absolutely bonkers. So we have at number 13 on the list, Abbott Elementary from the TV show Abbott Elementary. If you've ever watched that show, that seems like the type of school, you'd want to be a teacher at, right? Like sometimes there's things that go really wrong, but everybody is able to come together for the common good. Typical sitcom stuff, but it seems like a fun place. WNYX from News Radio is another one on that list that comes in at a number 11. I forgot all about that show. Right. But for us radio people, I don't know. I still think WKRP in Cincinnati would still top that. Let's be honest.
News Radio, was that with Phil Hartman, wasn't it?
I believe so. I believe
Dave Foley? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That seems like it was an eternity ago. My goodness.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Central Perk from Friends comes in at number 10 on the list, somewhere you might want to work on a daily basis. Well, you get to work with Gunther and Jennifer Aniston. I think that's not a bad thing. Cloud 9 from Superstore also makes the list. At number 8, it's Dunder Mifflin from The Office. Well, yes, we all want to be part of The Office, right? We want to be part of the Pam and Jim saga. We want to be there.
The drama between Jim and Pam.
That's right. We want to be there every day. We want to see the beets being grown and all of that good stuff. That's what we want to do.
Would we be on the receiving end of Jim's bullying or like Dwight, or would we be...
I feel like we could help him. I feel like we could help him. Maybe make a kinder Jim, but in a way that still, you know, gets to Dwight a little bit. I feel like that's how that would happen. TGS from 30 Rock is also on this list. We've got the 99th Precinct from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is another place over at Ranker.com that we'd like to work. Not your typical, like, police, right?
Department.
Typical, but seems like a lot of fun. Kim's Convenience from the show of the same name. Now, I don't even know what that show is, but apparently I was doing a little research on it this morning, and it seems like the type of show that I should maybe be watching or checking out. And from the photos that I was seeing and some of the clips online, the convenience store seems like a pretty cool place. So I could get down with that. Cheers from the bar, of course, from Cheers. And you can actually go, you know, visit that as kind of like an ode to TV if you're doing any traveling. And then finally, the Pawnee Parks and Recreation Department from Parks and Rec also makes this list.
Yes. That would be perfect. I mean, Leslie Knope as your boss.
Right?
Come on. I mean, you can't go wrong.
It's a good day. It's a good day. Bob's Burgers from the animated series also makes the list. I know your Phoenix loves Bob's Burgers. And then the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant from The Simpsons also on the list. So we didn't leave out the animated part of it. We also went with the animation part. So good stuff on this list.
Again,
so
you cannot seek employment at any of these places because they're fictional. So
I know, but maybe they should be real. I mean, it might be better than our real jobs on a daily basis. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, I think about like all the cast of characters we have here at Max FM. I think we're doing okay. And some days I feel like we are our own sitcom, quite honestly. So it just kind of depends on the day for sure.
Well, if you have to wonder, because WKRP in Cincinnati, they so nailed it about radio, okay?
Right.
You have to wonder if there's another show, like if Parks and Rec, if that show really nailed the whole Parks and
Right.
Rec scenario, or you know what I mean?
Yes. I should ask Wendy Grant. Wendy Grant would be the one I want to ask about that, because she does actually work for the Baraboo Park and Rec Department.
Okay.
She's in charge of a lot of stuff over there. So, Wendy, if you're listening this morning, is it really like Parks and Rec on TV? I know she's got a lot of people within the city who listen, so she'll have to parse her words carefully if she's able to answer this morning.
Yeah.
We don't want to get anybody in trouble today either.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want anybody in trouble. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly sunny with a high today near 83, clear tonight down to 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 83. We also have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Right now, it is 59. Time for your community calendar here on Max FM, brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2024 Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. We hope your day is off to a great start. Beautiful weather out there to start things as well. So get outside and enjoy another gorgeous summer day. Here's John Mellencamp on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local by heading over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Take advantage of today's big deal of the day, meaning 50% off one of our amazing stores. No promo code needed. You just got to do the shopping, fill the cart. We take care of the math for you. Today, take advantage of great food at Jay's Pub and Grill restaurant of Reedsburg. This is a $25 certificate, and with that 50% off, you're only going to pay $12.50 when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com and taking advantage of our big deal of the day. So go stock up, because they have amazing food at Jay's Pub and Grill. Plus, they have that beautiful outdoor patio. And with the weather the last few days, kind of makes you want to sit outside every now and then, right? Plus, we know the fall is coming, and they always got some really good stuff happening on their patio as well. So MaxFMBigDeals.com to stock up on those Jay's Pub and Grill certificates. Now, while you're over there, you can check out all the other amazing stuff that we do have for purchase. Everything from adult beverages to a little entertainment. So really, we run the gamut over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And the best part is, it's all local, and you're going to have a little extra in your wallet after you do a little shopping. We like it when we get those bargains, don't we? MaxFMBigDeals.com. Put away the email. Don't worry about what's going on at work today. You should probably do a little online shopping. Put you in a good mood to start the day. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to have another gorgeous day with a high right around 83. Chance for some rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sometimes it's good to be a jerk, especially when you are a celebrity soda jerk at Baraboo's iconic downtown ice cream shop, the Tin Roof Dairy. Join Seth Taft as he fills in scooping up your favorite ice cream flavors from 5 till 7 p.m. on August 16th to raise money for the Baraboo Children's Museum. Don't miss being served by local celebrity Seth Taft at Tin Roof Dairy from 5 till 7 p.m. August 16th.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Freddie Peralta surrendered home runs to Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani in a 5-2 series opening loss to the Dodgers at MFM Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras clubbed a two-run shot for the Brewers' only offense. Clayton Kershaw holding the Brewers in check, picking up his first win of the season, giving the Dodgers their fourth straight victory. Colin Ray pitching game two of the four-game series tonight. He's 10-3. The Dodgers give the ball to Gavin Stone. He's 9-5. Packers back to work today, getting ready for their preseason game number two at Denver on Sunday night. Packers beat the Browns in their preseason opener 23-10 on Saturday. Football Badgers back in Madison and continue fall camp inside Camp Randall. The Badgers open their season on the 30th at home against Western Michigan. And the Bucks will open their season October 23rd against the 76ers in Philadelphia. It's the third straight season opener against the 76ers for Milwaukee. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
7:40 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Howard Jones and Things Can Only Get Better on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:44 right now. And Finn, you know, right now, food is costing a whole lot more than it used to, even just a couple of years ago. And if you're struggling with that fact, there is an option that's getting a little cheaper. There's just one minor catch to this whole thing. You're going to have to eat all your meals at Chuck E. Cheese. Doesn't that sound amazing? Just some Chuck E. Cheese cardboard type pizza. Good for the whole family. So Chuck E. Cheese just announced this weird new subscription program, which will reward people with discounted games and food. There are three tiers: gold, silver, and bronze. The cheapest is $7.99 per month, and there's also $11.99 a month and $29.99 a month. The cheapest one offers 40 games per visit and 20% off most food, drinks, and bonus games. The next one is 100 games per visit and 30% off food, and the gold one is 250 games and 50% off of your food. Wow. Oh, cheap cardboard pizza, even better. Now, you can go every single day if you really want to, and also bring up to 6 family members. They note that the cheapest plan is less expensive than Netflix, which is actually true, but with Chuck E. Cheese, you do have to commit to a whole year, which means you will have to go there a lot to make it worth it. And if you've ever been to Chuck E. Cheese, why would you do that to yourself? You must really loathe yourself at that point. So the bronze will run you about $96 total a year. The silver is $144, and the gold is about $360. So essentially a buck a day is what it's going to cost you for that gold plan. They say there are also added benefits like automatically being in the birthday club and discounts on Trampoline Zone and Ninja Run. Ooh, how exciting. How many people do you think are actually going to take this, like take the subscription serious and run with it? I don't know. It's Chuck E. Cheese.
There has to be people that absolutely adore Chuck E. Cheese. The nearest one in Wisconsin is where? I mean, I know there used to be one in Madison, but
I haven't ever, you know, I've seen a lot for like the Don and or whatever that is, like the adult version of Chuck E. Cheese, but I don't know if I've ever actually seen a Chuck E. Cheese. So yeah, there is one in Madison. There is a Chuck E. Cheese in Madison if you're up for going to Chuck E. Cheese with
the
kids.
It's still there. Wow.
Yep, because we all have to have a Chuck E. Cheese, unfortunately. But there you go. If you want to make all the kids' dreams come true and you really, really just hate yourself for a really long time, you can get them a subscription service to Chuck E. Cheese.
I still have a photo of when my middle son, when we took him to Chuck E. Cheese, and it's absolutely hilarious because he's in one of the little, I don't know, he's in one of the Chuck E. Cheese game things, okay?
Sure.
And meanwhile, I'm sitting at a table and I look just absolutely miserable. which I think that pretty much personifies an adult's adventure into Chuck E. Cheese. Am I wrong?
Right. I was just going to say, I think that probably the look of every parent's face when they go into Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, you go in there knowing exactly what you're getting yourself into, and so you have to do that fake through the teeth kind of gritted teeth kind of smile, like, oh, look at us, we're at Chuck E. Cheese.
This one's for the kids.
Everybody go have a good time. And then you sanitize them from head to toe because of all the things they've touched at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh my gosh. So there you go, though, people. You can get your subscription service to Chuck E. Cheese and have a good time. Oh, no. You know, that was the thing. We never deprived our kids of those types of experiences in life, but our kids were pretty much like, oh, we've got to do this once. And then once they did those types of things once, they never wanted to do it again. They were totally cool with not doing it ever again. And as parents who didn't really enjoy those types of things, we were okay with that. Our kids didn't miss out on anything in life, let me tell you. They had really great childhoods. And even if you ask a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old now, they will tell you, oh, no, we did a lot of really cool stuff. Did it involve going to Chuck E. Cheese every day so we could pay for our gold subscription? No, absolutely not. It did not include that. So They never felt deprived of anything, and they got to do it once. And that was the thing, too. Corey and I knew our kids well enough that we were like, oh, they're going to do this once, and they're never going to want to do it again. But because they really, really insisted on doing it, we would always let them at least try it. And then we sure. were always right. They never wanted to go back. That,
understandable. That animatronic right? band is the stuff of nightmares. Oh. I mean, it's freaky.
I mean, these are things that are scary for a child. And yet, you know, here we are. Dragging them in there and allowing them to have a good time. We'll put that in air quotes, I guess. So,
did you ever wince anytime they would get near the booger balls? You know, the pool of, I mean,
we've talked about this. I was a germaphobe. I was the mom that always had disinfectant wipes, hand sanitizer. I mean, I carried my own little tiny bottle of pump soap in my bag just in case that we went into a bathroom and there was no hand soap, because that periodically happens at really busy places, right? So I was that mom. So the fact that they weren't in a hazmat suit or in some sort of bubble when they went into Chuck E. Cheese was in itself a miracle. And the fact that I didn't go home and burn their clothing afterwards was an even bigger miracle.
Well, it's exactly what you said. I mean, you don't want to deprive them right. of the experience, but at the same time, you know, they're going into gross. Germ City.
Right? It was disgusting. And I have to tell you, I was that mom. Like, we got done at Chuck E. Cheese, right? Like a place like Chuck E. Cheese. And they would get their little hands wiped down. They would get their hand sanitizer. We'd wash hands, whatever it was. They weren't allowed to touch anything on the way out the door because now you're clean. So we would get in the car. We would head directly home where they would get popped into the bathtub and their clothes would instantaneously go into the washing machine because this stuff is just disgusting. It's disgusting. Yeah. And germaphobe or not, let's face it, those places are cesspools. They're absolutely cesspools. You don't even have to be a germaphobe to be like, oh God, what are they going to come home with after this, right? Because it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
that was me. That was how we ran life when the boys were little. Now, here's the other thing, too. I was also that mom who had kids who got sick really easily because they both had really bad allergies and sinuses. And until Max was 5, he had tonsils and adenoids. And the kid got strep throat once a month as it was. So I didn't need him to be sick again. And so anytime that we went to a place like that, it was everything we could do to basically just keep him healthy. Dexter didn't get as sick as Max, but again, Max needed his tonsils and adenoids out. So the kid was like just a little germ magnet.
Yeah.
Anytime like anything even came within his orbit, the kid got sick. And then he got his tonsils and adenoids out, and that seemed to stop pretty quickly. He had his occasional stuff, but not like before he had to have surgery. Oh, it was brutal. And I was, you know, the thing that I'm most jealous about now is the fact that they actually have laundry disinfectant. Have you seen this? This is good stuff, and it doesn't bleach your clothes like Clorox will, right? But it disinfects your laundry. And I was like, where was this when I had little germ magnets everywhere?
Well, exactly. My kids used to love to go to that place called Discovery Zone.
Yeah.
It was these big tubes, and they would climb through it, and they'd like shuffling in probably thousands of kids every day.
Right.
And you just know.
Right.
No.
Yes.
It's Germ City.
Corey used to basically have to like sedate me when we would go into those places. Not literally.
Start hyperventilating.
Right.
Probably.
Not literally, but it kind of felt like we were on that verge because I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so disgusting. He'd be like, they're having a good time. They're having a good time. If they get sick, they get sick. So he'd have to like walk me off the ledge the entire time because I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these little boogery monsters in here. And then you got mine with their runny nose as well. Oh boy. So I was just it was ugly for me, but I always did it with a smile on my face. Until they got older, they had no idea how much my heart was palpitating in those moments, because when they were little, mama didn't show it, even though inside I was just a mess.
Well, the generation of parents before us probably would have just said, ah, it's all right. Go
right?
on. Get in there with all the booger balls and, you know, just you know,
builds up
you'll
the
be
immune
fine.
System. It builds right. up the immune system. Until they've got such a weird virus that you can't even detect what it is because
right?
it's like mutated into 900 different things. Yeah. Okay. Just fight that off. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
So get your subscription. If this hasn't made you want to run out and get a subscription to Chuck E. Cheese, I don't know what will.
Made
this
it sounds so fun.
We've got to take a look at our birthdays here this morning. We've got a good list of celebrities. Now, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you still have time to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. We're going to start with Lennon Stella on the list. She is Raina's talented daughter, Maddie, on Nashville. Her sister, Maisie, actually plays her little sister, Daphne. There's a video of the girls at the Grand Ole Opry, and there's more recent video of them covering Coldplay's Up and Up. Oh, boy, going from Grand Ole Opry music to Up and Up by Coldplay. Wow. You might also remember Lennon for her solo, Like Everybody Else. She is 25. Super talented girls, though, by the way. If you haven't ever seen their video, you do need to check it out. DeMarcus Cousins, former NBA All-Star, is celebrating his 34th birthday. Sebastian Stan is also celebrating a birthday today. He's the Winter Soldier in MCU, if you're a fan. He is celebrating his 42nd birthday. From Mad Men, he played Roger Sterling on the show. John Slattery is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Danny Bonaducci is celebrating a birthday today as well, Finn. Oh, remember him from the Partridge Family? And then for a while, he had his own radio show. And I'm not really sure what's happened to old Danny Bonaducci in the past couple of years. Anyway, he is 65 years old. He seemed like he had life together. He had a beautiful wife. He had a couple of kids. We know that he's had his demons in life, and he's gone through a lot of rehabs over the years. But he kind of seemed like he had everything together, and then all of a sudden he didn't. There were reports that his wife and his kids had left, and Danny Bonaducci was going back into rehab, and that was pretty much the last I heard about Danny Bonaducci. And then we also have Kevin Teague on the list. He was John Locke's father on Lost. He was also the con man who ruined Sawyer's life when he was just a boy, so Sawyer choked him to death with the chain inside the Black Rock. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I got a big smile on my face right now.
I'm saying words right now. I'm just saying words. Those of you who are a little older might actually remember Kevin as the owner of the Double Deuce Bar in Roadhouse. Oh, yes. See, that's where I know him from. Mm-hmm. And the eldest among us may actually remember him as Roy DeSoto in the 70s series Emergency. He's celebrating his 80th birthday today.
Great character actor. He went from being a good guy on Emergency to being a real bad guy on Lost. Wow.
Yes. I remember watching him on Emergency, and then obviously you know him from Roadhouse. That's where I know him from, the original anyway. And then I never watched much of Lost, but he is a very talented guy. Yeah. Jocelyn Elders, the first African-American Surgeon General, is celebrating a birthday today. She is 91 years old. Ironically, Bill Clinton fired her for encouraging, I probably can't say these words on TV, but it was adult activities type education in the classroom. So we'll leave it at that. Got to sometimes be a little careful with some of these descriptions. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to the list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast right now. Beautiful start to the day. Mostly sunny with a high near 83. Clear down to 59 tonight, then partly cloudy tomorrow. Another a day where we're going to see a high near 83, except we do have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Right now, it is 58.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Cool off on these hot August nights with the help of Pierce's East and West Express and BWP Liquor in Lakedale. Miller High Life 30 packs are $18.49 with an instant coupon. Coors Light or Miller Lite 24 pack 16 ounce cans are $19.49 with an instant coupon. And 18 pack 12 ounce cans of Busch Light are $11.99. Try delicious T-Bird Hard Sweet Tea at $14.99 for a 12 pack. And Absolute Ocean Spray ready to drink cocktails are $12.99 for an 8 pack. Pierce's Express Markets, serving the area for over 100 years.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Iran threatening a retaliatory strike on Israel over the assassination of a top Hamas official who was killed in Tehran. Lebanon's Hezbollah also threatening a separate attack over the killing of one of its top leaders as well. Another state giving voters a chance to cast a ballot on abortion rights this fall.
Abortion rights will now officially be on the ballot in Battleground, Arizona in November. Arizona Secretary of State tells ABC News there are enough signatures for a ballot initiative that will ask voters to establish the constitutional right to an abortion up to around 24 weeks of pregnancy.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Right now, Arizona bans abortions after about 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. Former President Donald Trump taking part in a conversation with Elon Musk on X. Trump saying he will oversee the largest deportation in the history of the country if reelected. Starbucks is replacing its CEO, Laxman Narasimhan, stepping down.